Hey, this is your chance, Mr. Mowad.
How's that?
You got the great Dr. Mike. You just got a puppy.
Hey, Dr. Mike, we just got a puppy. I know you're probably thinking, what were you thinking?
Especially this time of year.
Start socializing immediately.
Yeah, that's right. Like it or not.
Socialize, right. And more people and animals you expose it to, color, sound, shapes, everything, the better it will be. Those first 4 months are very important.
I appreciate that, Dr. Mike. Hey, one thing, we had heard that the more you touch a puppy, like everywhere, in the mouth, on the paws, is that something that you would recommend for?
I highly recommend that because they're going to need their nails clipped. They're going to need their ears treated one day, maybe, or at least cleaned out. And they might need eye medication. So get them used to doing it. Let them know it's okay. If it's foreign to them, they'll be scared. It's new. If you are doing that normally, then that's not such a bad thing, and they'll let you do it. And that's important because what happens if they get an ulcer? You know, they run into a bush and they get a scratch on their cornea, and you have to treat their eyes with medication, and you can't. That becomes very serious. So then you end up having to do procedures to try to put some kind of irrigation system into their eye so we can treat it. And much easier if you just handle them when they're a puppy.
Well, there you go, John. Thanks. And by the way, I meant to mention Dr. Mike brought to you by O2 Derm Pet, an essential product for your pet's first aid kit. So, Doc, let's get to some questions from our listeners. This one is, I'm in the middle of training a 7-month-old mutt that we adopted. I can't tell you how much joy this dog brings to me every time I see her, she sees me. Can you share some benefits of pet ownership? Maybe it will cause one or more pets to be adopted and bring joy to a new caretaker, Brenda and Don here in Pittsburgh.
You know, how much time do we have? This is a great question because, I'm the guy that tells everybody the treatment for all your blues is a new puppy. And John will find out. But there's so many things. I mean, if we go to therapy dogs and talk about children, you know, with childhood cancer and things like that, it gives them optimism. It gives them hope. Sometimes it helps them to go through those programs. And, you know, you talk about lowering blood pressure and people, and just walking a dog can improve your health. And they did calculations, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was billions of dollars saved in healthcare costs because directly attributed to dog ownership. So that means a lot. And cats, too, because a lot of people, as soon as they get that cat on their lap purring, a lot of good things happen inside their body. So literally, I could talk all day about that human-animal bond. It's a very, very tight bond, and I recommend it to everybody.
Yeah, I know more and more they're taking what you would consider, you know, these care dogs or to nursing homes where people, they don't get the tactile interaction, and the pets seem to bring them such joy and relief.
And it'll get them telling stories about their childhood when they had a pet and things like that, and I'm all for it. I was involved in therapy programs with pets, and anyone that does it knows what it does to those patients, and it lights up their life.
I need a little therapy. I'm not sure it involves pets, but that's a different story. Al from Hampton wants to know, Dr. Mike, my neighbor dresses both her dogs up to go outdoors. I think they're pit bulls or boxers. Is it necessary to put sweaters or other clothes on short-haired dogs to go outside?
You know, in this kind of cold weather, I think it's kind. I don't. If your dog tolerates it, it's kind. You don't have to do that, but you have to be very careful. I have a pit bull, and when I let her outside in this kind of weather, and she does her business and wants to come right back in, and I let her back in. She doesn't want to stay out there because it's just too cold. And it's funny, it is weather associated because it's only cold weather. Every other day she wants to, you know, sniff around and stay out there for a while. But so I always tell people, as long as you're attentive, they can get frostbite just like we can. Short-haired dogs, indoor dogs, even long-haired dogs that are indoors year-round, they don't develop that thick underlying coat for the winter to keep them warm and insulate them. So you have to be careful. You want to keep them indoors, too. Watch them and look at their behavior. And if they let you dress them up and you want to dress them up, it's not a bad idea.
All right, Rebecca and Mike and Allison Park want to know, I've heard that people food is bad for dogs. Our vet's recommending ground beef and brown rice because our pet has chronic diarrhea. What do you think?
So that's the one time you'll hear all of us vets recommend, like, a bland diet, boiled ground beef or boiled chicken without the skins and rice, maybe some low-fat cottage cheese or canned pumpkin to give them fiber to help stop that diarrhea. And it depends on the cause of the diarrhea. Obviously, if it's lasting a long time, I recommend, even if it's over, 24 to 48 hours, I recommend you see your veterinarian, because there can be underlying conditions that are causing that diarrhea that are serious, and we want to address them. But I love probiotics, things that you can put on their food to help repopulate the good bacteria. And yes, a bland diet until that forms up again is not a bad idea. And as long as you're following your veterinarian's advice on that, we'll skip the people food part of that for now, and then we'll get back to it when it becomes holiday season, like Christmas dinner and Thanksgiving dinner. We want to be careful we don't give them all the things we eat.
And one of the things I thought about, knowing you were going to be on today and knowing how cold it is out, the one thing you don't have to worry about today are ticks.
Finally, I think this is like the first day off season, right, that we don't have to worry about ticks. I was actually walking out in the woods yesterday, and I came back, and I'm still checking for ticks, but I didn't find a one. But the other day, when it was like 50 degrees, I had 20 on me, literally 20 on my clothes when I got in. They're just out there.
Really?
Crazy numbers. Yeah, it's just a nightmare. Now, don't be fooled. This doesn't kill the ticks. This just, they stay sedentary under the leaves and snow and insulated until it gets above 32 degrees again. Then they'll be coming out for another meal. So make sure that you're always attentive if it's warm out, but you can still get ticks if you're in the woods and still check for them. But yes, I didn't find a tick yesterday. I was very excited.
You can get great podcasts, DrMikeHutchinson.com, AnimalGeneral.net. We have a link at KDKRadio.com, brought to you by O2 Derm Pet, an essential product for your pet's first aid kit with oxygen lotion. Doc, have a great weekend, and I'll catch you next week, and we'll give some tips as the holidays are here for your pets and visitors and coming to your house.
That sounds fantastic. You have a wonderful day.
Have a tick-free day.